You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're taking you inside the mind of a man. This is How Men Think, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Romain Bonnet, and you might know me from Selling Sunset. And I'm married to Mary Fitzgerald. I'm also a project manager with the White Glove Estates. And I'm happy to be the guest on How Men Think. And I'm going to answer all your questions. So to try to help you out to understand How Men Think. So, but first, this is the 11 question with Romain. So let's get into it. What are you known for? Tell us about yourself. So I'm sure everyone knows me from Selling Sunset, especially it's tele-reality TV show on Netflix about real estate, where I'm a project manager and my wife is a real estate agent. And that's it. So that's my life. So I'm a project manager constantly. We work a lot with the Open Hand Group. And then and that's about it. Who are you in your personal life? So my personal life. So I moved like now about like 6 years ago in LA as a chef and as a model. And later on, like a couple months after, I actually stopped working as a chef because I had like some issues with my previous bosses. And then that's when I start my journey into like real estate / construction. At first I have no idea, and then I started to enjoy it after a couple months, and then end up by becoming a project manager and taking over the project. And then the more I was doing it, and the more I liked it, so end up I became my main focus right now. And then hopefully later on we want to start flipping houses with Mary, and if possible even have like a spin-off and our own show. So that's a project. For the three shows, so shows that I've been watching, I have no idea. Oh yeah, Narcos. We did watch Selling Sunset, and what else? I like it's not a show, but it's a movie actually, and that came on not too long ago. It's The Informer, and also the one with Jamie Foxx. I can't remember the name, but it's a good one. What is your favorite food? So my favorite food is Italian food. So I'm a big fan of pasta, pizza, and meat also. But yes, that's my favorite food, definitely. Tell us about your career. So my career, like I said previously, I was a chef for almost 10 years. And that helped me to travel all around the world. And then later on, I started to get into modeling when I was living in Australia. and before I came here, and then that's when I actually stopped working as a chef to become a project manager, and then get more into construction and real estate, and also as working on TV also. So that's about it. What is your biggest fear in life? So my biggest fear in life, I wouldn't say that it's failing, because failing, it's learning. And that's what I think we become better and, you know, and learn how to do things better. I just keep trying to get better at what we do not as fast as possible, because this is a process, but I'm always worried that I don't make it in time. And, you know, I think I'm trying to push myself so much, because I know that how much I am capable of doing. And that's what I think makes me worry about, like, not being able to get to where I want to be in the time that I'm setting, basically. What is your biggest pet peeve? I seriously don't really know. I've been asking that question not too long ago, actually, and I couldn't answer it, so I still need to figure out. I don't know if I have one. I just need to think about it. What makes you the most happy? I would say my wife. Happy wife, happy life. No, that's true. I mean, happy. It depends. There's many ways that I get happy, but I'm happy at work when I, you know, when I finish something and I'm proud of it. So, but what makes me most happy, it's like, you know, enjoying my life with my wife and, you know, spending time together, most likely. What is your ideal Saturday morning? I would say my ideal Saturday morning, it's I usually like to go to the gym on the morning, early morning. And then I would say after, go and get breakfast with my wife, and then maybe, go to brunch with my wife of some friend. Are you more of an athlete of armchairs quarterback? I will say more of an athlete. I just love sports and fitness and stuff like that, so definitely more of an athlete. So what keeps you motivated? I would say it's my goals. I'm lucky. I also have to say that I have, like, so many, like, successful people around me that keeps me motivated, and you know, my goals keeps me motivated, but to see those people around me helps me and gives me even more the ambitious and the will that I can get it, and I will, and it just, like, keeps me going, to get there. So that's the 11 question with me, Romain, and we're gonna take a quick break and come back.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So welcome back to Home and Things, and let's get into with some live calls. Hi, Ashley, it's Romain. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So what's your question?
All right, so I've recently moved in with my boyfriend of a year, and there are some things that I'm like having a hard time getting used to. So like he says comments to me just here and there, and like I know he doesn't intend them to be disrespectful, but they are. I think it's because like we aren't just like used to living to being around with each other like 24/7, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, sometimes those comments make me worry that I've made a huge mistake moving in with him. And like, I don't know, I question that is love enough type of thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I would say, I mean, if I was you personally, I mean, I guess the best, my advice would be to like almost have a sit down with him, like, you know, explain to him what you feel, because sometimes the only thing is like, I think in a couple, people don't understand or don't realize how much certain things affect each other, which maybe for him, he doesn't take it seriously or doesn't see or like how, you know, disrespectful it is, you know, for you, and don't think he hurts you or anything like that. And he, and just maybe the first step would be like to actually sit down with him, have a talk, and make him realize that actually he does bother you, and that you would like him to stop doing those comments or like, you know, those type of things. And then, you know, see if like things change, you know, because at that point, you know, that, you know, he would be aware of it, and that, you know, if he's still doing it, then obviously that might be a different issues.
Okay. So just like lay it all out there and then see if those are his true colors or just like misinterpretations.
I think almost like for me, like the in relationship, you need to be able to talk, like, you know, anything you have, like when you know, it's like when you love something, you're not let the person know, right? I feel like it should be the same for everything. So if something bothers you, right, or if you don't like something, just be open and like just say it the way it is. That way people knows about it. Like, you know, there's no like surprise, like, oh, but you didn't tell me or anything like that. So if that person's still doing it, even though you told him that, you know, it does actually bother you and it hurts you and you don't like it, then obviously then that's another issue. But, you know, at least people, you know, knows, they know right away.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I think that's that's great advice. I'll give it a try. And I guess we're sticking to it, or I'll be looking for a new place to live.
I hope it's just going to be like, you know, probably him that didn't realize it. But that way, I mean, it's the best way to, you know, when you open with someone, you need to be able to talk like freely and let the people know like how you feel, and good or bad, you know, it's not always in a good way, but at least, you know, everyone knows.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Hey, Kayla, it's Romain. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
Good. What's your question? I'm going to try to help you.
Thank you. So I'm currently single, but I have a friends with benefits man in my life right now. Mm-hmm. Well, recently he's told me that he loved me, but I'm so confused if he loves me as a friend or as a girlfriend.
Personally, I mean, I've heard a lot of the story, and you know, obviously, we all have a past. But I think that's what happened most of the time. Like friends with benefits only work for so long. It's really rare when actually people can keep it that way, because I feel like eventually someone starts having feeling for each other. So my guess will be that he actually likes you more than just a friend with benefits. And that he actually hope that, you know, maybe something more could happen with you.
Yeah, I'm just not sure how I feel now, because I'm not sure if I have feelings for him, and I just don't know how to bring it up to him.
The only thing is, like, this is it's going to be you that's going to have to figure it out, because, I mean, you can obviously have a conversation with him and everything, but the problem is, like, usually it's often that in those situations, only one of the person start to have feeling, and then, it does happen sometimes that, you know, people get into a relationship and everything, but the problem is, like, you're going to need to figure this out. Because then you know that at that point, it's almost for him, every single time you're going to see him, it's not going to be just a friend with benefits. It's going to want more and more and more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. That makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Peyton. It's Romaine. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. Thank you. What's your question?
Yeah, so I just started dating a guy and I really like him, but I see who he's friends with on Instagram, and there are a lot of Instagram model girls who he hangs out with. And it's mostly because his sisters are very pretty as well and hang out with that kind of crowd. And I hate to admit it, but it makes me feel insecure because I am not that type and I don't portray myself that way on social media. Is this a thought that I should just, like, get out of my head because he's choosing to date me rather than them? Or obviously, I don't know. I'm really struggling with it.
Well, obviously, there is some truth in it. Yes. I think you should, like, also, like, be confident in yourself, because obviously he's dating you, not them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After, you know, if he didn't want to date you, then obviously he would have got directly. So, but also what's important is for him to make sure that he respects you. So yes, he can hang up with, like, anyone he wants, or models or Instagram model or whatever it is. But as long as he show you respect, and you know, it's important for him to, you know, show you that you don't need to worry about it. Yes, you know, he's dating you, but, you know, he needs to also, you know, make you feel comfortable. And that would be my best advice from him to do to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Hi, Colleen. It's Romaine. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How can I help you?
Yeah, so I'm a newlywed. A couple months, actually. Thank you. But honestly, lately, I feel like my husband and I, that's so weird to say, but it's great. have barely had any time together.
Uh-huh.
So he just started a new job as an engineer as well. But it's taking up a lot of his time. And, you know, he's putting in extra hours. We both are, actually, because we're trying to save to buy a house together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know he's putting in the overtime for us and for that. But I just feel like he's spending too much time away from me. And so I'm just, like, trying to figure out how I can bring that up to him and how I can bring up that we need, you know, more us time in this new marriage.
I completely actually understand your situation, because we live in this situation with my wife, actually, you know, constantly. So we just work so much constantly, both of us, that we don't see each other. We barely see each other, like, every day, like, just literally, like, an hour or two, not even, because I go to bed early because I wake up super early. I come home late, and she's there because she has clients overseas. So what I will bring to him is that, you know, you're super grateful that, you know, obviously he's doing this for you guys, because it's amazing that he's trying to save, you know, and work more. But what also he needs to be careful is that you don't want to do more something to take away from, you know, your couple. So do more, like, you know, work more to do something, you know, as a buying house, but take away also from you as you as a couple. So what personally we do, as we don't see each other that often, we try to take every 2-3 weeks, like try to just take like the weekend, like 2 days or like even sometime we leave on the Saturday morning and come back on Sunday night. Just like go and spend 2 days. Even sometimes it can just be like an hour away or like an hour and a half, like super close from where you guys live. I don't know where, but you know, and just go spend a day, like a day and a half, 2 days with him. And then us, it works the best. Like it resets everything and we just enjoy, and you enjoy so much more the time, even though it's short with that person, because it's not that often that it happens. So you enjoy so much more. And then that way it keeps you guys going, because you know that, you know, you still have you still can make that little, you know, effort, like to spend some time with your partner, because it's important to keep that in a relationship, you know.
Right. And so like to continue to date your husband.
Exactly. Like, yeah. And then if possible, like, I don't know how hard it is. We always trying to do. We do it sometimes, but hard. But like, maybe, you know, try to do at least like, or say like, let's do like one date per week, or, you know, at least we go on a date for one day a week. And then every 3 weeks, let's do like a weekend, you know. Maybe do that type of, like, try to do something like, you know, that one day a week, you know. I think everyone can try to figure out like one day a week to do just a date, like for a couple hours. And then once every like, or once a month, like, you know, you do like a weekend somewhere for like 2 days. That way, I think everyone can make this work, you know. And he did, you know, since we're doing this with my wife, he did help us a lot. So I'm sure it would help you guys a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Just carving out some time.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope it's gonna work. It works for us. So.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Finger crossed. But yeah. Hi, Anna. It's Romain. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, so my question is a little backstory. So I've been with my boyfriend for about 5 months and we just had our first fight. And it just kind of seems like our communication style is kind of different when it comes to having tough conversations about our feelings. It just seems like we don't match up. And I'm struggling because anytime I do bring up my feelings, I just kind of feel dismissed. And we get along great otherwise, but in those moments, I just feel really discouraged and bums me out. And I don't know what to do because I feel like I'm falling for him, but just wish we can change our, I don't know, fighting style. Do you think there's a chance for change?
Well, it's like the way when you bring up your feeling that he is reacting bad to it or?
Our fight was, it kind of seemed like he was flirting with a girl at a bar, and I totally own that I was cheated on in my last relationship, so I know that like I have that resentment or I have that fear. Mm-hmm. But he just kind of brushed it off like it was nothing. I was just being friendly, and like anytime I kind of bring up my feelings, it's just it seems like he kind of shuts down a little bit and doesn't really know how to deal with it, so he just kind of dismisses it.
Yeah, well, after yes, it's good to talk about the past, but also, you know, it's not because you've been honest about your past that he has to, you know, put a sticker on you and saying like, oh, but you did that or whatever. So, but what's important is like, you know, whenever it's like you maybe explain to him in a way that, you know, you're trying to let him know about your feeling before, you know, it gets to a point that you get hurt. And then, you know, because obviously if that was his case and he was actually coming to you and then, you know, trying to bring his feeling that, you know, he actually didn't like the way you were with someone or whatever, you know, and actually didn't care and, you know, tell him like basically that nothing was happening. Maybe trying to find a way to make him like take, be in your position and to have him understand that, you know, he most likely would like you to, you know, listen to him. And then if there's something that actually did bother him that you were doing, that I'm sure he would love you to be here to listen and to hopefully, you know, be able to change that. So it goes both ways in relationship. It's not only one way, I feel like. Mm-hmm. It's important for like person that like, to be here and to listen, because otherwise, if it only goes one way, then there's no point. It's not going to go anywhere, obviously.
Right. So maybe like the next time that there's something like this, maybe approach it like roles maybe reverse. Could you imagine it, yourself in my position, and yes, like go that way with it?
Yes. But if I was you, actually, don't wait for the next time, because usually that's the problem. It's like, I'm not saying don't talk about it like right now, because it might be a little fresh, sure, but don't wait for it to happen. Like maybe just try to bring it up a little bit before, so he's warmed up about it. Because, you know, if you wait for like the moment, he's going to either be on the defensive and then it's not going to try to listen, or it's going to say like, oh, you're just saying that because of this happened. But right, if you bring it actually when nothing happened and you say like, you know, I was thinking like, you know, I just would like to be able to express more of my feeling and stuff like that, then, you know, most likely will be like more willing to listen at that point, because he knows nothing is happening. So he's not like, you know, anything bad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And maybe he will be more, you know, willing to listen and then understand even better.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So do it more like in a neutral time, not necessarily yeah, when the mm-hmm, fight is brewing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Got
and
it,
try to maybe, you know, if you feel like, and then, try to bring those feelings actually at that point, you know, say like, you know, oh, you know, it does bother me if, you know, you do this or you do that, you know, and let me know and ask him also if these things that bother him. That way he can understand also like your point and, you know, try to understand you maybe a little bit better on, you know, on the, or on what you like, what you don't like, and then, you know, both ways.
Cool. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you. I will take your advice. I'll try that.
I hope it's going to help.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, so that's it for our callers. We're going to take a quick break and come back.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, so welcome back to Home and Things. And here is some Q&A with me. So the first one, Romain, a lot of people know you as a husband of Mary Fitzgerald from Selling Sunset. How did you meet? So we met, so when I came to work in the US, she was friend with a friend of the person I was coming to work for. So we're talking for about like 6 months. more or less. And then when I moved to the US, then obviously she was starting to show me around. So obviously I was super attracted to her directly. So actually that's the second question. What attracted you to her? So there's many things. Like, she's an accomplished woman, but she's like such a hard worker. She's smart and super sweet. Also, she has such a big heart. And I love the fact that, you know, she has those two modes, she can be like super funny and have fun and everything. And then on the other side, like when she has to work, like she's the most like focused and, you know, determined. So third question, who made the first move? Did you ask her? So yes, I actually did. So after a couple of days actually when I met her, I did actually ask her out. So I think it was like 4 days after or something like that. And I didn't make the first move. I was grabbing your legs, I think, and grab her hand. And then later on when we went out, actually kissed her for the first time. And the rest is history. The fourth one, what's the best part of being married to a strong and accomplished woman? The best part of it, what I love is that I know that I can always count on her. We both, like, you know, as we both the colon of each other, like, we love that, you know, we such hard worker, both of us. So we admire this from each other, that working so much and being having so many goals and stuff like that. So that's what I love the most about her. Like, she's like such a killer. Okay, the fifth one. Mary has a life in LA for many years before you moved. Was it hard to fit into her life at first? So well, obviously, when I moved to LA, I didn't have anyone. So she was super nice and actually made me meet her friends. And luckily for me, we clicked with every one of her friends, actually. And Jason, Brett, like, became like two of my brothers. And then right away, we start training. We had like one of the things. So I got lucky, but like, yeah, I love all her friends. And so, fortunately for me, no, it wasn't that hard. After, it's a lifestyle that you have to, you know, go for it. But, you know, when I moved here, I knew that's what I wanted. So, no, actually, for me, it wasn't that hard, though. What is the one thing you and May love to do together? What we love to do together the most is traveling, especially in Italy. That's our favorite country. I mean, our favorite places. We both love Italian food, and we just love Italy, period. So the people, the food, everything. So, but not only Italy, we just love traveling. That's our favorite things, like discover the world together and different countries and peoples, and that's our things. Intro some dating relationship question. Okay, so who is dating different in France than in the US? That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I feel like, I don't know if it's that different. I mean, dating is dating after each. Yeah, maybe the different culture, it's a little bit different, you know, France and the US. But after, other than that, it's like we're talking about a man and a woman, no matter where it is, you know, in the world, that it's like you have to adapt yourself to each other and then, you know, make some sacrifice. And then, you know, if you love the person and you want to make it work, I feel like no matter where you are in the world, you have to do it. So I don't know if it's that much different between France and the US. But yeah. Okay. So as someone who is younger than your spouse, does age really matter in the relationship? For us, not at all, actually. I mean, I don't think so personally, and I don't think my wife either. I think she keep, like she always said, I'm a old soul. And I just think that, you know, if you love the person, you treat the person right and everything. The age doesn't really matter. Like, you know, it's more about like how you treat each other and the respect, and then, you know, how much you care and, you know, the attention that you give to each other. That's what's matter for me. So no, it doesn't matter for me. So what's your best advice for an happy and healthy marriage? My best advice is to, for us, what works is spend time together, open and be able to talk, and spend time together, and then try to do activity together. Like us, for example, what we love the most, and we always reconnect so much more, it's when we travel and spend time together. So I think it's spending time together. And obviously, you know, when you love each other and do, you know, keep showing that person that you love her or love him. And the last one, do you think it's important that a couple has separate interests or does everything together? No, I think it's good to have like separate interests. I mean, it's just because no matter how much you love the person, it's good to have like your little time, you know, with your friend and stuff like that. Like, you know, I love to go to the gym. She does like different like kind of exercise, but I love to have my time with my boys and then just go and, you know, it's my time. And I think it's good for in each relationship to have your own little time, you know, sometimes. And then not everything, you know, not everyone can love everything. All the same things. Sorry. So yeah, no, I think, you know, I mean, if you can obviously do a lot of things together, but it's good also to have like some different, you know, hobbies by yourself. All right. So thanks everybody. You can follow me on Instagram at Jerome Bonnet. And thank you again for having me on Home Men's Things.
This is How Men Think, an iHeartRadio London Audio production. Listen each Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.